F1, number 7B.
But what does it mean? I only said God. What does it mean? Then I come to the law. Now you hear John Dolly, you see, how he always stressed, how he would take, say, mind and say, well, mind is constantly flooding the universe and me with the ideas of mind. What does it mean? Mind is power, therefore the power of God is constantly coming to you and to me and to the universe as the power of mind. God, mind is intelligence, and therefore the intelligence of mind is constantly coming to me and to you and to the universe and flooding everything with the intelligence of mind. And you can say, well, mind is what? Mind is law. All right. Then Hosea says, mind constantly comes to me and to you and to everybody as the law of mind, the control of mind, as the definite law of mind, and against that all other so-called laws, physical laws, material laws, health laws, are just a flop. And so you can go from one idea of mind to the other. Then we can go to spirit, you see, and see, well, if spirit constantly says, you see, I'm not going to do one thing now. I don't want to inspire with what I say. I could do that perhaps if I would like to do, but this week I don't want to inspire with what I say so that you go home and say, well, we had a wonderful week. I want to inspire you in one way, but I want to exercise a little bit with you, so as to see what these laws are, so that you know them. And then these talks will stay with you. It will not be that next week you say, well, it was wonderful, but I just don't know anything anymore about it. It's gone. It was wonderful, and as long as Max was talking, I could see it, but then it's gone. Well, I wouldn't like that. I would like, therefore, to reason with you these things out, you see, so that somehow you grasp these laws, and when you grasp them, you always can reconstruct them. Always, at home. So you see what I'm doing, or what Hosea is doing. Let's see again. He always starts with God, with the first translation, with the synonyms, you see. And second, what he does is he says, this God, or synonym, manifests itself as his idea. Is that clear? Because it's the Christ behind it. Manifests itself as idea. It comes to each one of us and the universe as the ideas of mind. And then what he says further is, and against that, nothing can stand. Just mentally, inwardly say, and against that, nothing can succeed. That's the mono potency of God. So let's go through spirit together, and each one thinks a little bit beforehand without me. You see, if spirit say, we know spirit as substance, you see, now you think it, see. Well, if spirit is the only substance, spirit says, I manifest myself. See, you can say, I manifest my. It must always be the translation from God to man. That's the second thing that comes. You go out from the synonym, then you have the Christ translation from God to man and the universe. Well, you can say that it manifests itself, it floods me with it, it comes to me and to the universe. It's always, whatever you use as terms, it doesn't matter, as long as it gives that Christ touch of God to man. Is that clear? So, you see, in very easy language, we say to a patient, well, you know, only good can come to you. That's Hosea. They say, well, you know, only good can come to you. That's a nice, short saying of the whole law of Hosea. that only mind, good, comes to you and to me as the idea of mind. And constantly, because the Christ just doesn't care if we think about it or not, he just does it. It's imperative. So let's take spirit and say substance. Now you think it with me. See? Well, spirit says, I constantly manifest myself as the ideas of substance. I constantly come to the universe, to you and me and to everything as true substance, as real substance, as spiritual substance, as lasting substance, and all the other sense of substance just can't stand it. But you take another term of spirit, take unfoldment. So you see that what spirit always does, it says, I manifest myself constantly as the idea of unfoldment. Therefore, spirit floods the universe and me and you and everybody and every situation with true unfoldment, with true development, with true evolution, with spiritual evolution, scientific evolution, and all other sense of unfoldment, that the disease can unfold, that the bad situation can unfold, all that goes flop. Can you see that? Now, you see, that is a way how we can culture our new consciousness, our true consciousness, our scientific consciousness. See, as long then that's the Lord, that's my Lord. Then the Lord speaks to my Lord when I am in that rhythm, you see. See, let's take again to see why we should do it. Why that is not just something academical or intellectual. It isn't. It's the most practical and living and warm thing that we can think of. Let's be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves from time to time, do I really go around from morning, noon and night with a sense that only God comes to me and that evil just is a flop? Have I really that consciousness? See, if I say to myself, no, what shall I do about it? Well, it's no use if I feel it, I don't have the consciousness, it's certainly no use to say, well, I hope it would be. That's no good. It's not even good when I say, but from God's point of view, it isn't so. From God's point of view, it's different. Well, that's all right, but I like to be saved. Not God likes to be saved. I like to get out of it. So, my consciousness is not in attune with God. That's all the evil there is, that I'm misunderstanding God, that I'm not in the rhythm of these laws. So I can help it. I can help it in the way that I begin to re-educate, if you want to say, to re-culture my consciousness, to translate my misunderstanding back into understanding. To translate my misconception of being back into the true conception. And there I find first this wonderful law of Hosea. And the thing which I would like you to do, I would like you to work this week and not just have tea parties. I like tea myself. I also like kippers when I'm here. But it would be a good thing, you see, if, for instance, tonight, you would try, it would give you an hour or so, and you would try out this law. You would try to see if you have got this law. I would like you to take half an hour or an hour and sit down by yourself and say, now, let's once go through this law, all by yourself. Leave away old Hosea, you see, with his illustration, and just take the law of Hosea. You don't know the synonyms. That's why I ask you that you should only attend if you know the synonyms. But you know the synonyms, you know the ideas. Well, draw out of the fullness of these ideas and just once culture this law. You know what I mean? I go over it again. Because I know from the course in Zurich that it takes quite a while to culture thought in two categories. Again, let's take soul. You come to soul tonight at 10:30, and you say, now, what is the law, you see? Just remember always, you see, the standpoint is God, the synonym. The direction you have, the intention which is defined, is that it translates itself to its idea, not to your whole body. No, no, to idea, you see. Mind says, I have an idea, and I manifest my idea. So, just think about that, you see. That, oh, we are in soul. Let's be soul. Say, soul always blesses. All right. Therefore, because soul is infinite, soul always says and always does translate itself and manifest itself and flood the whole universe to each one of us with the blessing of the whole of the whole of soul, with the blessing of every sinless idea, of every tangible idea, of every definite idea, of all the balance. It comes to me and floods me with all that. And you just go from one idea to the other. Only that, you see. Now, you see, that's something very different than perhaps we would have in Moses, where Moses would say, well, thou shalt and thou shalt not. Where perhaps in soul I would say, well, see, in soul I have to identify myself with all that is good. You see, that's not Hosea. That's Moses. Perhaps up to now we were more used to say, when we were doing some mental work and so on, as long as we are staying only in the word matrix, we say, well, in soul I begin to see that I can identify myself with all that is good and identify myself with soul, and therefore I am balanced and I am this. You see, it's I. It isn't prophets. The prophets never said what the people should do or so. He said what God is going to do. Can you see the difference of standpoint? Not that the first is not right. That we will see, you see. But we are talking this week about the Christ matrix, the Christ standpoint, the prophetic standpoint. So remember forever and ever, whenever we meet after 10 and 20 and 40 years, we always remember Hosea has said, only good comes to me, and to you, and to everybody. And instead of good, instead of saying only the good comes to me, instead of good, we put mind and spirit and soul and principle and life and truth and love. And then instead of mind, we put all the ideas of mind. And instead of spirit, we put all the ideas of spirit and of the ideas of soul and of principle and life and truth and love. Then we have an enormous, vast blessing of only good coming to me. Well, that's what I think is the metaphysical law behind Hosea. You see, this law doesn't go very far. See, it doesn't actually, because you don't know the other ones that are coming, it's still a bit hazy, maybe a bit hazy to you, you see. Don't go further and say, for instance, well, mind, the power of mind comes to me and to you and to everybody and destroys the sense of power and establishes in me only the true sense of power. That's nearly the whole of the prophets, what you say here. It goes too far. Hosea doesn't say that. Hosea only says, I am God and I manifest myself as idea. And all else breaks at that idea. But that will become clear as we go on. I shouldn't really talk about it now. Now, before we go to Joel, we make a break.